Water quality in Hawaii is everyone's concern, and a group of environmental scientists on Maui has initiated a volunteer-based water quality testing program called Hui o Kawai Ola, an opportunity for citizen scientists to help assess the condition of water at a dozen South Maui beaches. Dana Reed is running the program for the Maui Nui Marine Resource Council, and she's with us by phone. Good morning, Dana.
Good morning, Chris.
How do you go about doing this testing? What is it that you're asking folks to help you out with?
Well, Chris, once every 2 weeks in South Maui, we go out and we take some monitoring equipment and collect samples at 12 different sites. At each one of these sites, the volunteers who have been trained in a 12-hour training program then go through and test the water in the field for basic water quality parameters like turbidity, pH, salinity, dissolved oxygen, and salinity.
Dana, let me interrupt you there. Turbidity, what's that?
Turbidity is a measure of water clarity. It's how clear is the water, how much particulate matter is in the water.
And what were those other yardsticks you measured?
pH, which is a measure of acidity, salinity, which is how much salt is in the water. Is there fresh water in that ocean water, or is it just pure ocean water? And then dissolved oxygen, which is an important parameter that tells us whether there's enough oxygen in the water for the marine life.
And what kind of things can you learn from getting that data?
Well, we also gather temperature data, and we gather data on nutrients. Now, we don't test the nutrients in the field. We gather samples and send those off to a laboratory on Oahu that tests and analyzes those samples for nutrients like nitrogen compounds and phosphorus compounds.
What are your areas of greatest concern, Dana?
Well, it depends on the location, really. But I can tell you this, all of the data that we've collected to this point, and we've just started the program in South Maui, but this has been ongoing in West Maui, of all the parameters that have state standards, turbidity is the parameter that most often causes a site to be listed as impaired by the Department of Health. In other words, water clarity.
And that's the most, that's the indicator that tells you the most.
Well, it tells us whether or not, it tells us how clear the water is. It tells us how much sediment might be in the water,
right,
how much particulate matter. And in West Maui, for example, we've been testing in West Maui for a year and a half. And every site that we test in West Maui, and we're testing 24 sites right now, every one of those sites exceeds the state standard for water clarity.
Meaning better or worse?
It's worse. That means it does not meet the state standards for water quality.
Well, that's a concern. Do you expect to have similar findings in South Maui?
I do. We just finished our first week of sampling in South Maui, and you know, we see the same higher levels of turbidity than we would like to see. They exceed what the state standard says that the water clarity should be in our nearshore waters.
What's causing it, Dana?
Most of the time, it's sediment. It is land-based sediment that is pushed off into the ocean during storm events. The sediment may be coming from fallow ag fields. It could be coming from development projects. It comes from a number of places. But when it rains, this excessive sediment gets washed down into the ocean.
You know, Dana, it was a while ago, but I remember when a great deal of sediment ended up in Ma'alai Harbor on Maui because of a construction project that was underway and a heavy rainfall that sent a lot of sediment right into the water. Is that something that gets repeated from time to time?
It gets repeated very frequently. They we had a fire on over there in that area, Ma'alaya area, about a year ago that burned off a lot of the vegetation and left a lot of sediment exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we continue to see issues in the Ma'alaya Harbor area.
Dana, the volume of your voice dropped off a little bit there, so I need to ask you to just stay right up close to your receiver.
Okay.
But when sediment accumulates like that, it kills the reef, doesn't it, and causes all kinds of problems for marine life. Is that accurate?
That is accurate. Yes, indeed. That sediment is very hard on the coral reef. It blocks the sunlight that keeps the coral from getting the sunlight. That there's a miniature algae that lives in the coral tissues called zooxanthellae,
mm-hmm.
and that zooxanthellae uses photosynthesis to produce sugars that account for about 97% of the nutrient needs of the coral polyps. So when the light is blocked by dirty water, the zooxanthellae cannot create the sugars that the corals need to survive.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, that sediment drops on top of the polyps and further blocks light from coming in. So, yeah, sediment is really bad for our coral reefs.
Well, Dana, as you well know, when coral starts dying, it takes the whole ecosystem with it, doesn't it?
It does indeed. It's very fundamental to the whole marine ecosystem. So it is very important that we start understanding the need to keep that sediment out of the ocean, because once the sediment gets into the ocean, there's no way to get it out.
Yeah. What can be done? What would you recommend, you know, in an ideal world, what would you change?
You know, I think the first step begins with community education, and this is one of the reasons why we started this community-based water quality monitoring plan,
mm-hmm.
was so that we could educate the public on the dire consequences of this kind of sediment getting into the ocean.
And you could also, you're enlisting the public's help, so people can actually do some of this data gathering themselves, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. And the other thing that that sediment can bring to bear is that sediment can bring, whenever the sediment is coming into the water, other things could be coming into the water at the same time,
mm-hmm.
chemicals, pesticides, bacteria, etc. And so the brown water is a real concern. We want to make sure that people do know that. But we also want to work on solutions. We want to identify sources and try to clean those things up. And we do have several initiatives in Maui for doing just that sort of thing.
Well, we wish you luck, Dana, and thanks very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Dana Reed is the manager of Maui Nui Marine Resource Council's Water Quality Monitoring Program. The Hui O Ka Waiola Water Quality Testing Project is the result of a partnership with Maui Nui Marine Resource Council, the Nature Conservancy, West Maui Ridge to Reef Initiative, University of Hawaii's Maui College, working with the State of Hawaii Department of Health. You can find details of the program on our Conversation Facebook page.